Once, I almost caught up with you in the streets of the city. By the time the traffic released me, your high-heel hobbled leg was being swallowed by a taupe Volvo with a bumper sticker admitting, baby on board.
A basic premise in North America is that faster is better, from high-speed internet, fast cars, to instant coffee and McDonald's. If there's a quicker way to do something, people will jump at the opportunity. Not only are people finding quicker ways to get things done, but also ways to make life itself faster and more stimulating. One way to do this involves illegal stimulants, and the youth of the new millennium are being exposed to a wider range of these substances than ever before. One of the increasingly popular drugs is the purest form of speed, known as crystal methamphetamine. Crystal meth increases alertness and confidence, as well as decreases appetite and fatigue. And while it's hard for teens to see the problem with wanting to eat less and stay awake more, the repercussions are much more serious than being overweight and overtired.
My name is Jamie Avagov. I'm 25 years old. And my relationship with crystal meth is that I have used it. I used it in my youth, in the past. Not that much, but enough to sort of get to know it at that stage of its sort of existence, because I think it's changed since then. And I work in a street youth shelter in Vancouver, and the majority of the population of the youth who come in are crystal meth users. So I see them about 4 or 5 days a week, and I have relationships with them. I've developed relationships with the kids, and so I see the effect of the substance on them and their fluctuations.
My name is Suez. I work as a VJ, mostly for live music, but I used to work in clubs as a resident every Friday and Saturday. I'd go in and put up visuals and put up screens and just basically hang out throughout the whole night as people became more and more intoxicated.
I first came in contact with crystal meth was because I was firstly addicted to cocaine. I got into a bad scene, and that I was very, very vulnerable at that point, so I was looking for kind of any little fix I could get my hands on.
I've seen kids who've been up for like 18 days, regularly kids who are up for 4 or 5 days with maybe a couple hours sleep. Their body just like shuts down for a few hours every once in a while, but they never actually get REM sleep, and so they start to go into meth psychosis, and they get extremely paranoid, hyper irritable, delusional, all of the above. So they get into pretty nasty psychological states, and physically they start to deteriorate because they aren't eating as much, their appetite goes down.
Well, I was basically witnessing a lot of it being done in my presence. I would just be able to kind of watch people deteriorate gradually over the night, and also over the years that I was there, because the same people come every week and you watch them doing crystal meth, and it's something that doesn't really take its toll right away, because but from the people that were close to me doing it, I noticed a big shift in positive attitude, because they had to have such hard crashes that it would just tear them apart emotionally, because they would be so depressed, and then they'd have to do the drug to be stoked about anything. Because it's so accessible, because it's so inexpensive, it's really easy to take it on as a habit. The main thing that I notice is that it's just, it goes unnoticed for such a long time that when it does actually become a problem, then it's a brutal recovery from there.
My body just felt like it was about to collapse. I couldn't have a shower without someone watching to make sure I wouldn't pass out because of the heat.
Often I would notice in a lot of my friends that there was a shift going on. And I'd be like, okay, you're really irritable all of a sudden. What's going on? What's up with that? You know, all of a sudden there's this amazing anger that's coming out. And I have a friend who has 4 kids, and she lost her kids and her house because of crystal meth, because she had to work all the time to support her kids and needed to stay up ridiculous hours, and the only way that she figured she could do that was to do this drug, which kept her awake, and her kids are now like without a mom, more or less, because she's recovering.
My family made me stop doing it totally. They just helped me, supported me in every single way. I think it was just mostly they wouldn't give up on me. And they just kept going and going until I figured out that this isn't going to be the end. Like, they're not going to give up on me until I stop. And just seeing what they were doing for me and just seeing the things that they were going through to make me all better.
My daughter was on the street for quite a while. Actually, she was abused by someone in our neighborhood. And I didn't realize she was taking drugs at first. I thought, I'd never had a teenager before, so I thought, is this adolescence? And she got worse, moodier, depressed, till she finally disclosed about the abuse. And then it came out pretty quick after that that her coping mechanism had been drug seeking. So we helped her get into rehab in Vancouver, and she disappeared from there pretty quick. Actually, I have a photograph on my dresser. It's the missing photograph of my daughter that used to be in the police cruiser, you know. I was devastated. I mean, for the first little while, well, partly because she was missing, we were devastated. We had a really hard time coping with our other kids. We had just had absolutely no energy to give them. We were just walking around like zombies at first, so it was really hard for my husband to work. It was hard for me to function at all. But we, you know, kind of had to pull it together. And looking for her and dealing with her addiction took virtually all our energy. All our energy, all our financial resources, absolutely everything. And it was, well, honestly, I felt like someone had ripped my heart out with their bare hands and stomped on it. I don't know how to describe the feeling, because you're grieving, you feel like you've suffered this incredible loss, and yet you still have to cope with someone that needs help. It's been a while since my daughter's been on the street. She's okay now, I should say. But I still feel so thankful every day that I'm not one of those people hanging around at Picton's Farm waiting to see if my daughter turns up.
If I met a kid who was curious about crystal meth, what would I say to them? I'd tell them that I think it has an incredibly negative effect on people on every level, like emotionally, physically, and even like spiritually or whatever. It completely like dampens the person's spirit. Like, I just see people, you literally see like the life in their eyes like just drain away the more they use, and there's something else that replaces that, which is just like a black pit.
I must infuse each fresh evening, which I know will engulf you somewhere, with the whispered sweet dreams of 4,836 midnights, and regret for each blackberried afternoon unshared in the abandoned orchard.